Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morrow. This is Georgie and Cass with your 10 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, former executive of ERM Power, owned by Shell, Kent Quinlan, has claimed that he was fired from the company for raising concerns over illegal insider training, requesting that the Queensland Supreme Court force the company to reveal secret documents. In today's hearing before the court, Mr. Quinlan's lawyer requested that the court compel Shell to hand over documents that were previously considered privileged company information, but are being alleged contain fraudulent conduct. The documents allegedly include purchases and sales of, quote, sham futures designed to artificially increase the company share price beyond what it would naturally be. Shell's lawyers have stated that, as they have already released a significant amount of information for the case, Mr. Quinlan's requests for these documents are unreasonable.
A stowaway sugar glider that had nested inside the folds of a sailing boat north of Brisbane is back on dry land after finding itself in a standoff with shocked boaties in the middle of Moreton Bay. The nocturnal marsupial, which typically spends the day sleeping in tree hollows, was discovered by boat owners when the sails were completely opened. The Wildlife Rescue Queensland, the non-profit group based in Moreton Bay, helped the rescue with the resort on Moreton Island. Hannah Gallagher, a veterinary nurse with WRQ, said the glider was a mature male, making it more unusual to see him alone. She suspects the trees may have been cut down in his area, causing the family unit to scatter.
In national news, interest rates are on the rise and housing prices across Sydney and Melbourne are falling as economic uncertainty amidst the war in the Middle East grips buyers. Data from housing analysis company Cotality revealed slowing growth in the two cities' housing market, first starting in December and continuing after interest rates were hiked by the Reserve Bank in February and March. Although the median cost of homes in Melbourne and Sydney are still around $800,000 and $1.3 respectively. Prices of homes in other parts of the country still appear to be on the rise, however, with Perth seeing a jump of 7.3%. Research doctor at Cotality, Tim Lawless, stated, quote, this pace of growth is unsustainable, but it continues to be supported by low supply.
Drought-hit farmers are now factoring in extra diesel costs as they prepare to feed stock through winter. With a third of the state in drought, farmers are selling and droving to get by. Farmer Emma Higgins has been droving 500 head of cattle along the roadside after her property at Currawong near the New South Wales-Victoria border ran dry. New England farmer Jim McCallum is trucking and boating cattle down to another property on King Island off Tasmania. Despite the rising transport costs, about 350 of them will now go to King Island, a lush contrast to the dry paddocks of Willbrook. The Bureau of Meteorology is forecasting rainfall over April to June will likely be below average for most of Australia, but cattle farmers are hopeful that, despite that, livestock prices remain strong.
And in international news, Iraq police officials are now searching for an American journalist who was kidnapped in Baghdad. Independent Middle East news outlet Al-Monitor identified the missing person as one of their contributors, Shelley Kittleson, an American journalist who based themselves in Rome, and the group now calls for her safe and immediate return. US officials have confirmed that Kittleson was the target of a series of threats in the past and that they are assisting in the search, having arrested one suspect who has ties to Iranian militia groups. A statement from the press freedom group Reporters Without Borders has been released saying that they, quote, stand alongside her loved ones and colleagues during this painful wait.
For your weather today, weather I hardly know her, Brisbane is showering. It is currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band.
And that is all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook, or for a lovely day, go head to 4ZZZ.org.au.